the giant of Islam, Imam Al-Ghazali, alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali, Hujjatul Islam, is well known. He said, number one, if you're in the dunya, if you see a small child, you see the brothers who are sitting there, I think they are the young people, we see them. Majority of us, we don't give them salam, eh? Because it's small. We'll feel dishonored if I say salam. He himself must say salam to me. But look at the spiritual tone of Imam Al-Ghazali. He said, if I see somebody who is small, wallahi, by Allah, I'll say, hada khayru minni. He's better than me in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he's not a gunagari. Eh? But I was thinking I'm better than them. Eh? Imam Al-Ghazali said, let me set the record right. If you see these small children, don't ever, nowadays we shout at them, isn't it? This. No. They are better than you, Bajan. Because they don't commit sin in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ. Now, if I see somebody bigger than me, there are people in this dunya who have got white beards. Now I still have got black beards. If I saw those type of people, what must I say? He said, Imam Al-Ghazali, this is the spiritual toner, drink it, my brother. Say, he is better than me. He worshipped Allah before when I was born. How can I claim to be better than him, my brother? He had some salah, some Ramadan, which he had done before me. He is better than me. Wallahi, if we start to think in these lines, I think the dunya is going to be the better place to live in. Imam Al-Ghazali. These are the, you know, sometimes when you read late at night and the people are sleeping, you end up saying, wow. What the word. Look at how spiritual giant he was. There is always a way to see. They see with Basira, that's why. Let's go. Number three. إِذَا رَأَيْتُ الْجَاهِلِ. When you see somebody who is ignorant and is disobeying Allah, don't cheer up yourself. Also, again, feel humiliated and humbled. Just humble yourself. Say that this one here, he is disobeying Allah out of ignorance. And me, I've got knowledge and I disobey Allah and I've got knowledge. Ah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You see an ignorant person, jahil, disobeying Allah the Almighty, don't protrude your chest out, but humble yourself, say that this one here is disobeying Allah out of ignorance. But me, I know the Sharia, I know the book, but I'm disobeying Allah, Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, who is more worth. Yaqulu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allahu, wa man takabbara wada'ahu Allahu. Man tawadha'a, brother, the one who humbled himself, the one who bent himself down. Be lower yourself, O son of Adam. Rafa'ahu Allah, Allah will make, he will give him a spiritual elevator. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ, and the one who is full of himself, وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to put him the lowest of the low. Now he goes on and say, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ الْعَالِمَ. When I see somebody with knowledge, again I will humble myself. He is better than me. Allah unleashed the knowledge unto him. So how can I boast in front of him? You've got a spiritual toner for each and everybody. The small, the old, the ignorant, the scholar. We go now to the last part. Al-Ghazali. Alayhi rahmatullahi laqawi. Wa idha ra'aytu al-kafira. Now if I see somebody who is not a mu'min, who is not a believer, I won't boast again. I will say perhaps taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe muqallib al qulub, Allah is known like that. He can twist the fate of the brother, then he can become a mu'min. Me, I don't have a guarantee that I'll die as a mu'min. Ah, people. When I see somebody who is walking there and he's not a Muslim, I won't laugh at him because innamal a'mal bil khawatimi. Allah judge normally with the last conclusion action. The brother will make tawbah. Then he become a Muslim. Now me as a Muslim, do I have guarantee people that I'm going to die with my iman? Now we are in the time of fitna. Wherein the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said that it will come a time whereby somebody will wake up as a believer. And as the during of the day progresses now with the technology, with terminology, this and that, he will end up sleeping as a disbeliever. And somebody will wake up as a disbeliever, he will end up sometimes sleeping as a believer. Now it's in the hands of Muqallib al-Qulub, the twisters of the heart. Really, these are the thought-provoking words which I said, let me go share with the brothers. Perhaps, perchance, we drink this spiritual toner, it is our iman boost, to boost our iman. Sometimes we say, let us boost our immune system. Now take this vitamin, take this carbohydrate. Brother, go and read these sayings of the scholars. Really, you find that if you now say that you are swimming in the dunya, you swim with vigor till you cross. You won't celebrate. The celebration shall be when we are in Jannah. As we are right now, we still have a lot to do.